another Tuesday? Is it Tuesday today? Oh, that means another normal world. My name is Quarter Black Garrett, and with me today, co-hosting, really, the real host of the show, Ossie Anderson. Welcome back. Oh, no.
They mistakenly cut to Dave.
Not yet.
This is, my name is Austin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is my chair and my show.
It is now. And you've already seen it coming to us remotely from a private jet going out of the U.S. right now is Dave Landau. Welcome, Dave.
Yes.
Oh.
I've just left P. Diddy's. I've been marked safe.
Okay.
Yes. No, I'm here in Detroit. I apologize to the fans out there. I got in a car accident, and my car has been totaled, so I had to do a bunch of insurance crap, and I did not expect to be here for an extra amount of time.
That sucks, man.
We have the
I'm glad you're okay, though.
Dude, Dave, yeah, I bet that P. Diddy's house does have doors like that, though. Like how behind you, just doors everywhere where his victims try to leave, but they can't because it just goes to another room.
Yeah.
This one you actually have to pick. And depending on which one you pick, boy,
Austin. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s behind one of the doors.
You don't know if you're gonna get Diddy or Daddy.
Oh,
who do you think who do you think's rougher, Diddy or Daddy?
Oh,
Daddy. Daddy's behind number one, and Diddy's behind number two.
And they're the same room.
You don't want
goes into the same room.
Yeah. It does, Makes sense. There's really no barrier. They're just two doors to a monster.
Hey, also today, as usual, Angela.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Angela.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you. Oh. Stop. Okay. Well, while we're doing it, just keep it.
I'm just listening to the noise go through the microphone into my headphones now.
It's a little bit of a
claps for me.
Hey, yeah, let's go right into it. Over the weekend, Monday, P. Diddy, Puffy, Combs, Sean, his two of his houses, actually, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, got raided by the National Homeland Security. They had a warrant for his home, but not for an arrest. And what was the reasoning?
Well, he's facing
sex trafficking?
Four lawsuits, claiming he raped or sexually assaulted several alleged victims over the past few decades. The reason it's happening now is because there's this law that's supposed to be going into place that kind of stops the statute of limitations.
So they got to like run this in pretty quickly.
There's also limitations to some statues. Go on.
There are many. Yes.
Size.
But apparently.
Size is one.
Mm-hmm.
Shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dave, how did we not know? How did we not know that Puff Daddy was going to be like this? Because, you know, he was such a big deal when we were in middle school. And we should have known when he came out in white linen and it flowing. And he was singing about how he missed that big fat guy.
Yeah.
That, like, he was a grown man making them call him Daddy. His bad boys call him Daddy. And we thought it was normal.
Do we have the video of him? We played this last time we talked about this. Him and the Biebs.
We don't. It's in the files.
It's in the file.
You should have said something.
I posted it in the thing.
Because the big fat man though. Let's come on, Biggie, greatest, one of the greatest rappers of all time, which is why Diddy allegedly had him killed.
I was gonna say.
And
he was the bag
a lot
man.
Of people think it.
He produced him all the way.
A lot of people think it. Yeah, and he was a far better rappy than P. Diddy. So was Mace. And Mace, I think, has been marked safe. But yeah, I don't know. It's creepy. Like, he started white parties. Wasn't he the guy who started saying, hey, let's wear all white on a boat?
Well, he did that in the music videos. He was always in a yacht. He was always in white linen. He was always making grown men call him daddy, and he called them his bad boys. And we thought everything was normal.
I do have the video in question.
Yeah, why did
let's
we
roll
think
it.
It's okay.
I don't know.
Roll it. We should have known. What was that? Uh-oh.
Do you want me to say what they're saying?
Yeah, my name P.
He's
Diddy.
Saying, what a disaster.
He's saying, yo, this little...
He's saying I had to turn his hat around because the brim of his hat kept bumping my stomach.
I had legal guardianship of Usher when you know he did his first album. I did Usher
turned him
album.
Out.
I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So
he about to get raped.
Full,
allegedly.
Crazy.
Justin, going crazy.
You go to a white party.
So
what's the wood for behind him? That's not fire making.
Just rustic. Just a rustic.
Dude, that guy. That video is so weird. He grabs Justin Bieber. He's like, "Here's your car when you turn 16. We're gonna get you a mansion." It's like this dude.
Bieber's face the whole time. He's like, "What's going on? Who's what? Huh?"
He's like,
"Legal custody? Huh? What do you?
Where's my mom? Hours. Where's my mom?
Mom?
Why'd my mom leave me with Usher and now a guy I have to call daddy?"
Where's Papa Usher? That was bad enough.
Usher.
Where's Papa Usher?
You think he got Usher too? Because he found him when he was young as well. Legal guardianship is all.
Yeah. They used to, Usher slept in his bed and they used to eat.
Sleepovers.
They used to eat cereal in the morning and wrestle each other for it in linen.
That's some weird shit.
Yeah.
I want a Charlie Usher's Murphy style story about too. That.
You did? You heard that? What? Usher does?
Yeah, Usher's got the herp dogs. You can look it up.
Oh, yeah, he gave it to people. He was like, "You can get my herpes." And Little John's like, "Yeah." Little John was always in the room going, "Yeah, herpes. Herp, 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 herp."
And you DNA track that back to P. Diddy, like the P. Diddy herp?
Maybe that's what Homeland Security is doing.
That's the statute of limitation
right
there.
It could be the Diddy strain.
Yeah.
The Diddy strain.
Oh, I bet there is. Thinking,
makes you a little puffy.
That's it.
Swollen.
Monster's ball. It's the Monster's ball strain.
Yeah.
Make me feel good. He wasn't in that part, but that's the only thing I remember about that movie.
We should have wrote off P. Diddy when he used the police as a song.
Why did we do whatever he said? He was like, "I'm Puff Daddy, I'm P. Diddy." We went along with it all. We called him what he wanted to be called. It's our fault.
We played the game.
That is odd to use the police in a song that misses your friend when the police have not solved your friend's murder.
Yeah, you know, maybe he was leaving breadcrumbs, you know?
Whoa, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I think we need an expert in here to talk about it.
You're right. I am one. Hip-hop 90s, let's go.
He'll be like, "I'll be missing you." If you play that record backwards, it says, "I shot you, motherfucker."
it's like Led Zeppelin.
You play it
it's
backwards.
It's how the lights.
It's not, "I'll be missing you."
How the lights are timed.
"I shot your big ass because I wanted your fame."
For an SUV.
What do you guys make of him getting out of town?
Oh, yeah, he's leaving. He went they tracked his private plane from LA to Florida. And then into the Bahamas.
Antigua.
And then landed in Antigua, which has no extradite policy, no treaty with America.
I hope Kanye West is with him and they crash into the ocean.
Together.
The Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. Into the Bermuda Triangle. And then they're just in an endless cycle of blowing each other. Yeah.
They would love that, though. That was hardly punishment.
Yeah. Did you say he's in Cuba?
Antigua.
Antigua. Literally never heard of this place in my life.
They don't have an extradition system with the U.S., so...
Probably because they're not real.
Is that in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Well, I think I've been there.
It's the Caribbean.
Been through there once.
You've heard of
fire festivals.
Oh, yeah, you've heard of Johnny Depp, you know?
Yeah, it's where they had fire festivals, so nobody got in trouble.
Yeah, they couldn't sue.
It's why he knew right to go there. He's like, "Let's go to where we're going to have music festivals."
my boy Ja Rule, he told me about it. Ugh.
Yeah,
weird scenario of circumstances.
So I mean, he's guilty. I mean, why would you run, dude? Yeah, if
you
didn't
have anything. You left your sons.
Yeah, his sons were taken in. His sons were taken in.
Yeah, he's like, "They ain't mine. They're male prostitutes. I'm out. Peace."
I just have custody of them.
I'm out.
I don't know.
Man, that house is ripe for squatters right now in L.A.
Bro, yeah. Have
That's
you heard about
place
that?
To go.
Austin? The squatting epidemic. It's actually in a lot of places across the U.S.
Like CrossFit?
Yeah.
How long do I have to squat?
So you just roll up into an empty house and say you live there, and they can't legally kick you out.
I can do that anywhere?
You have to be there for a certain amount of time.
I could do that to it. Like, there's a lot of abandoned houses where I live.
Oh, yeah.
I could take over so many.
Dave, what if you could? There's a lot of houses up there. That's free real estate, man.
I live. Oh, you can just go in, I mean, if you want it.
In Detroit?
In Detroit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's already like a day.
In L.A., though, like, yeah, you can go into the house and live there for a while. There's a couple mansions in Beverly Hills right now that people just rotate living in.
Yeah.
That are just completely abandoned. Like, some guy's house is just lived in by squatters.
They arrested
like where you
a
live,
lady.
Austin.
They arrested a lady, the homeowner of the house, rolled up and was like, hey, I'm trying to clean this up to get it ready for renters to come in. And the people wouldn't leave. And then the cops came and arrested her.
Yeah, they're lucky. Right. She's lucky they didn't shoot her like she deserved.
Remember when the LAPD? Remember when the LAPD used to beat you half to death for no reason?
Now they're just like, you can have the house.
When you have people like Rampart, like now they just let you get away with everything. Like, dude, it's crazy. That's not like they need to go back a little bit to shutting off body cameras.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just did a show for a bunch of police.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a corporate gig.
Yeah,
was they it were, scary.
Yeah, like I almost it, didn't like go in. I came up there. I just had PTSD from all the times I was arrested. Not as many as Dave, but enough to not want to go in.
Dave, have you ever done one? Like a policeman's
ball?
Oh
yeah,
or something?
I've done a lot of police charities. Yeah, yeah, I've balled a policeman.
How does
I've
the material
also,
change?
No, but I.
Yeah, do you have to change it for the crowd? You know.
Oh, I pretend blue to be material. More on the side of the cops. Yeah, you got to do.
You're just like, fuck the police. Run off.
No, don't take my money. I've done, yeah, police, firemen, all that jazz.
All the sexy occupations.
Yes,
well, just
they're all very sexy.
The firemen are the only ones that work out.
That's well, they have to.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, they don't have to.
They're not really doing anything. They're just waiting for that bell to ring.
Yeah.
They got to go put out a fire. Big deal.
What's up with the slide down that pole, too? Like, we have stairs, guys.
Because
not
they're
fast enough.
Because it's
what if there's like a.
It's a boys club.
Oh, it's just for the fun.
Yeah, it's a club. It's like you slap each other's asses, you slide the pole. Right. Maybe you drink too much one night and then you use the pole as a stripper pole.
A little fucking
and then,
yeah, I see it.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, there's just a big, it's like the Spartans. They just fight fires and do each other and leave their families.
Because if you love your brother, then you'll protect him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a reason.
Yeah.
So all the people
I
with
feel
like
it takes
300
a while.
Tattoos, just know.
Yeah.
What takes a while?
Well, it takes a while to get the engine ready, it seems, in the movies. Like, I feel like the pole is... Well, I guess you don't want to stampede over each other on a stairwell. What I'm saying is they're heroes, so I'll just stop.
Yeah, they are.
My brother's going to be a fireman. He's passed all of his tests and everything. He's about to go to a firehouse.
Yeah.
I'll ask him about all the weird gay sex.
Just because they're gay doesn't mean they can't be heroes. Remember
yeah,
that.
True. There's nothing wrong with that.
What is the test?
Yeah, what is the test?
What, the fireman's test?
You just have to put out a fire?
Oh, yeah, you have to go through the Fireman's Academy,
yeah,
so
like,
you learn all the stuff, and then you put out a fire, and they're
they
like, yeah, you got
George
it.
Foreman.
How fast you can get undressed and dressed.
Yeah, yeah. They time it. They have like a little ticker. Like, 3 seconds, too long.
Make sure you can handle that hose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Holding it.
Spray each other down.
Yeah, wearing suspenders with no shirt on.
They throw instead of like that chemical bath stuff, that powder that they throw, they practice with powdered sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
So they,
they get sticky.
Yeah, then they
a little sticky.
They lick it off each other. It's a movie now. A sexy movie. Where
starring
no fire
all the Baldwin brothers. All the Baldwin brothers.
And call it Backdraft 2.
Backdraft.
It's a real movie. Neuralink. Hey, you guys ready to get computer chips in your brain?
I'm ready.
Austin, are you going to get a computer chip? If Elon's like, hey,
no,
he does everything for you. You don't have to do anything.
No, I hate Elon's face. He looks like an alien.
Looks
I think he's
weird.
Trying to go to Mars to find his ancestry.
Well, he took to Twitter in January to reveal that the company had implemented its first brain-computer interface. It's kind of scary. In the head of a human patient, that human patient, actually, he went and used it to play Civilization 6 all night long. Didn't have to go to sleep.
With his brain plant?
With his brain implant, yeah. Which I think is like, hey, that's actually a good use. I'm starting to cut.
What happened? Does he not get tired anymore?
No.
No.
It's like the whole reason to sleep is because you're letting your brain rest. But if you're not using your brain.
Well, I know that we have to dream or we die.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was a movie.
Father-in-law was a sleep doctor.
That explains how I feel.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so I think you have to sleep at some point, but right. The brain chip will make it so it's like
apparently it
implanted
helps.
Adderall.
Oh yeah,
that sounds great.
Could you like put on different modes, like sleep psychedelic mode, and you can just like see weird stuff in the ground moves.
But they did take to Twitter to show off the moment that they made the breakthrough moment.
All right, I gotta see this.
Play it.
It's coming.
Did it work? Was Elon's Neuralink brain implant a success?
A soaring success. Your vitals are normal and the diagnostics show that the chip is active.
How does it look? Can you see it?
No.
Oh, no.
Nope, not at all. Nope.
It's barely noticeable.
Cool. That's great.
But now for the exciting part. Let's see if it actually works. On screen, you'll see three colored circles. Now, using only your mind, I want you to point at the red circle.
Asian MILF porn?
What? I didn't think of that.
Something must be wrong.
No, according to the diagnostics, everything is functioning normally.
Well, I didn't think about that.
No worries. Let's bring the test back up and try again. This time, I want you to point at the blue circle. Taylor Swift nude AI images. Really, Dave?
Same thing is happening again.
I don't know why. I definitely didn't think about that. It's probably like reading your brain.
Dave, be honest. You thought about that.
I was not thinking about that.
Wade's typing something. Yes, that is what I was thinking about.
I was not. You were probably thinking about it, Lesbo.
Wow.
It's definitely working. The probe is blinking like crazy.
What probe? I thought you said you couldn't see it.
All right. Never mind that. Let's try a different test. Open the drawing program. Now, using only your thoughts, I want you to draw this figure. Remarkable. He's not drawing the triangle, but whatever he is drawing appears to be far more intricate and complex.
I think it's Anna and Elsa from Frozen, and they're topless. Great.
Real nice, Dave. That's a children's cartoon.
I didn't draw that.
Come on, man. I watched that movie with my daughter. Now, how am I supposed to watch it without thinking of you, titty fucking Elsa and Anna?
Your adopted daughter?
Pervert.
It's not true. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Everything is working perfectly. You clearly thought about Elsa and Anna naked, just like you thought about Taylor Swift naked, just like you thought about Asian MILF porn.
I don't even like Asians.
I'm a scientist. My wife is Asian.
Oh yeah, what kind?
North Korean. She's on podcasts telling stories that don't add up.
She have white parents?
She does.
Okay, so she's just a white girl with smart eyes.
This guy, wouldn't we get
that? Oh, come on.
Nice.
Well, I don't.
Guys, okay, just, what are you drawing now? What, a middle finger. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, I did do that, so 1 in 10. Yeah, this is totally different than the vaccine chip, all right? Elon's chip doesn't work, so I'm gonna take it out.
You can't take it out! Right. It's permanent for the rest of your life. If you try to take it out, it'll fry your brain, like all those monkeys we tried it on first.
The what now?
You don't know about the monkeys?
Uh-oh. Now he's opening a Word document. Can't wait to see what he's thinking. Man, this scientist is a real D-bag, but the assistant is kinda hot. If she weren't such a bitch, I'd like to see her make out with Anna from Frozen.
All right, shut it down. Clearly, this trip is a success, so tell Elon it works and get something to buy off Dave. Keep him quiet.
Dave, for helping us with this experiment and for promising not to tell anyone about it, you're getting one of Elon's brand new Cybertrucks.
Happy birthday.
I want a Cybertruck? Cybertrucks look like a kid drew it. I want a Ford Raptor F-150 so I can get some puss. Wait, can I drive it with my mind?
Go nuts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bury him with the monkeys.
Okay, boss.
Thank you.
Hopefully that'll fix his crippling depression, you know, one day.
I think that chip was cool.
One day.
It was pretty cool.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
It works. Yeah.
No, I'm not letting, I can't let anyone put chips in my brain.
I think it's, yeah, it's a bridge too far. You know? It is.
It's, I mean, the fact that like people are rooting for this or like think it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, we should have, we should have pitchforks and torches and we should, you know, burn Elon probably starting with his hair plugs.
Mm. Yeah. I don't feel good about the whole chip. Not a good thing.
Sorry. I was looking at something I shouldn't.
Were you using the chip again?
No, I was just looking down. I'm getting these texts and I don't understand them.
What are they about?
What are they about, Dave?
One of our friends of the show.
He's been on the show before. He's a good guy.
I don't think we legally
Eric end. July.
Sorry.
And he is releasing his third campaign, Yaira. The comic book story about somebody that does magic powers. Is that correct? That is correct. So yes. Go check it out. Eric July, he's a great dude. This is like third campaign that's over a million. A ton of people have been reading it. I haven't gotten it yet. I wish I had like a fast track because I feel like we're friends, like, but he didn't give me one.
This is what it is.
What's it about? I see it's 90 pages.
90. The next one's 120.
Okay.
This one's 90.
It's like you're getting your money's worth, son.
Oh, yeah.
Getting your money's worth.
It's going to answer some burning questions you have about the Puff Daddy herpes.
That's a different line.
Go check it out right now
before it ends. And then after that, it's you can't get it. So ripaverse.com/Yaira. And that's how it's pronounced, not Yara.
Do it.
Do it.
Yaira?
Yaira.
Don't ask me.
Yaira.
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 By the Saska sister, some actual professional comic book industry professional writers. So,
who's your favorite hero in the comic book sphere right now? Because I know it's all been ruined.
Oh, fuck. I don't even read comic books anymore. I stopped.
I like the Punisher until they remake it with a diverse woman.
They did kill him. They killed the Punisher and he came back with a different skull because they thought it was too conservative.
We'll come back as Lenny Kravitz. Oh, we really don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would
it's
he?
It's like a mystery.
Why would that be conservative? Because it's like marine like?
Yeah.
I don't mean
a lot
biology,
of...
like biology.
Like fish and shit?
No. Yeah, I don't mean like fish.
No. Because, like the military took on the emblem a lot and they used it on. Their trucks, and they got tattoos of it, and they put it on their...
So the military stole it.
Basically, and they think it's
stolen valor.
Stolen.
I have...
Punisher?
I have it as a tramp stamp tattoo.
Oh, that's how you know business.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's
serious.
Yours
just says Frank Castle, though. It's just a coincidence.
Yeah. In old English.
Yeah, it just says Francis Castle.
And right now, it's all, like blending together, because I got it when I was 18.
Yeah, it's all like...
It was my first tattoo, Frank Castle. Dang.
Yeah, he paid for it. He's like, I'll get you a tattoo, but it has to be my name. And you're like, okay, that's cool. Mr. Castle.
Yeah. It actually says Frank Camden. I'm like, oh, damn.
No, it's the Punisher.
How would you know? It's back there. I couldn't know that.
It doesn't matter. Who's going to see it besides me?
Yeah, it's always dark at the park.
What, give it a...
Oh man!
It's like people that go to parks
at night.
Yeah, just pull their penis out in a park.
Yeah,
those.
There's this guy that used to harass us at the park when we were kids, and he called himself the magician.
Oh, that's a guy.
He make kids disappear.
He would just. Listen.
He's like behind this sheet. Just runs to his car.
He would wear
a
cape.
A very good trick.
We would hang out there.
Yeah.
We would hang out there like late at night, like in high school, like 12 to 2 or so. And he'd always show up and he had a cape and he'd just stare at you from across the park. And one of our friends went up to him one time and was like, "What's up with you, man?" He goes, "I'm the magician."
Damn. Where'd you grow up?
Here.
Dallas.
Angela's stories
Texas.
Are an endless.
That is terrifying. That's almost that's creepier than when Dave almost got picked up and molested and killed, but they had the wrong kind of candy.
Ah.
Oh.
That's a true story.
Oh.
Well, he offered me. He offered me.
Good and plenty.
No, not good and plenty. It was candy corn, and I was like, "What?" And then I went back inside, and I got my dad, and the guy was gunning it through the parking lot. He didn't even have a van. It was like a Buick.
Was he wearing a cape? Did the magician travel?
Called himself Tricks.
I never did that, but I once, I found a baby.
Sorry, go ahead.
I found,
by the way, Angel, your stories, the more you talk about, the more I'm going to figure you out.
They're wild.
When that was a dark thing to share.
When I was 8, my cousin and I found a baby bird, and it, you know,
it was a bird.
It was without its mom, so we nursed it back to life.
Okay.
And then we went to go set it free. And this guy drives up the street, and there was a cul-de-sac on both sides, on the top of the hill and the bottom of the hill. I lived on the bottom. And he missed the bird, and he turned around and came down and missed it again, and then turned around and ran over our baby bird and just looked at us and laughed and drove off.
Evil.
Is that wild?
That's crazy.
So sad, man.
This was the 90s, too.
Me and... Yeah, that's not cool at all. Where'd you... Yeah, you... Was it you and... Adam Devine?
Yeah, yeah. That was later on in life. That was
I thought
he wasn't the one that killed the bird.
No, this was me and my cousin. We were only 8. Adam Devine, he did get hit by a cement truck, but I don't think that guy was busting you. He's trying to hit him.
I feel like if you did a better job at nursing it back to health, it would have flown away.
Yeah, I obviously failed.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
Damn.
He did get hit by a cement truck. Was it front or back?
He got hit. Get this. This is how awesome the government is. He got hit in one county, and then his body was flown into another county. So then they fought about who was going to pay him the money.
It's like a Kyle Rittenhouse situation.
Because he got hit one place, but his just ravaged body fell on another county.
Wow.
So they fought about
it's funny because
they figured
my
it out.
Mom, like, passed,
was there precedent
house
now?
Was on two city lines, and they both had no problem trying to claim taxes.
Yeah, exactly. Either not pay
Dude,
money or
such
pay money.
Scumbag. Yep.
Hey, normal world. We like to give you the news, and we're going to update you on this story, this ongoing story of the princess being kidnapped and disappeared. Turns out she wasn't. She has cancer. Sorry for all the jokes that we had there.
We may have been off.
Yeah. She turns out. That,
unless this is still part of the conspiracy.
Oh, man. We're
gonna...
back in now. We're back in.
What I got to say is, how many women want to be a princess now?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Because they're always like, I want to be a princess. Well, guess what? They also get cancer and slowly die.
Yeah. And they're inbred.
Or they... That's a good point. What if you have to, like, would you take the trade?
Oh, to be a princess for a few years and then you just slowly decay?
To be a princess for a night, but slowly die.
I don't know. Angela, would you do it?
Cancer.
No.
No?
No. Not that royal family.
Yeah, that one seems really fucked up.
I don't think there's any royal family that, you know, you would want to be part of.
Like a Rothschild. Yeah. What about one of those?
I mean, like, look at P. Diddy's like royalty.
Because I'm going to die anyway. Probably soon or
might as well
later.
Die rich.
Yeah.
And you'd get a cool funeral.
That's true.
Everybody
That's
true. Would, you know.
The whole freaking country shut down.
Yeah.
I realized how I wanted my funeral.
How do you want it?
I'm going to have fake tits put in with a forced open casket.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be dressed very well, but I'm going to have my eyeballs bugging out. And then the song that will play on the loop... It's Betty Davis eyes over and over again. So everybody who comes in is forced to look at my new tits that I got since I was deceased and the bug eyes I have while Betty Davis eyes plays. And then before everybody leaves, the door will shut. And glitter and rain will come from the ceiling. So it'll create like a glitter sludge. and ruin everyone's clothes, yeah. and they will be upset with me forever. And they'll be like, first of all, I brought my, like, David had new tits, and he had Betty Davis eyes playing on a loop, and all my dress clothes are ruined.
And Wyatt's going to be and like, I really so wish scarred. You would have left me something instead of wasting all that money on this new tits for a joke.
All the money will go to that. And if also, the casket will be obscenely low rent. Like, I will have it will be made of particle board, and then I will paint it myself.
And then have your wife collecting money to pay for your new tits. Be like, yeah. So there's a jar.
Right.
It's like,
yeah, we're in debt.
Dave's tits, like, we still got to pay him off.
You could put put the casket instead of laying down, put it up like this, like they did in the 1900s,
dude.
And it's open casket, and there's like a top hat that's sitting upside down right in front of it. When you walk up, you just.
And then I got it now.
Oh, I
the,
like that.
The glitter before the glitter falls from the sky, your tits burst.
Oh,
glitter shoots out, boom, boom, and catches them by surprise on their faces.
That's a good idea.
And then when they're like, and then it starts raining glitter.
That's it.
That's even better.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So there'll be glitter tits that are put in, but nobody will know. While it plays Betty Davis eyes, but everybody will be like, this is a bit much. I don't know why he wanted
right
it.
On cue.
And then your wife gets on the mic and says, hey, those tits that just exploded, the nipples were made of solid gold, and they're worth $60,000 each. And then everybody's so covered in glitter, fighting each other to find your gold nipples.
Right. And then when they find them, they realize they're just candy.
Yeah, wrapped.
Said, gotcha.
Wrap. No, and not even that.
Like, you're not even dead.
It's not even chocolate. It's candy corn.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not dead.
And you're wearing
a true disappointment.
The song changes.
Yes.
What's that?
You're wearing a wedding dress.
I think I'm gonna get that tattoo on my.
Yes, I'll be in a wedding dress.
I'm gonna get that tattoo of you with dead with the tits covering my Frank Camden tattoo.
I think you should. Like, I just felt like that's the best thing to do is if you're going to have a funeral where it's like, if you're not going to cremate me, I want you to ruin a day for everyone. Where they all
like
have
that,
to ask why you did this, but no one can know until they get there. And they'll be like, is that Dave in the casket with the huge tits? And you're like, yeah, that's him. Did he?
So,
when did he get those?
That
yes, he's alive.
Died.
So this is how I would want my funeral to be. In Nebraska, there's a creek, like a river. It's the Elkhorn River. It's just a real dirty, nasty river that's not very big. Mm. And I want to be put like on a canoe with like a bunch of timber and all that. Yeah, and then they just like push the canoe down and shoot a flaming arrow
Viking
at it.
Viking.
And then, yeah, and I just burst into flames. But then I would just probably hit the bank.
And then set the bank on fire.
Yeah, and then it would just be my burning body in this dirty river. But it'd be pretty cool.
I did that with my pet fish.
I like it.
I put him on a little thing.
It's not as great as yours, though.
It was nice.
Maybe
you
if I get
a Viking funeral to a fish? Hold on.
Yeah, I did.
Wait. I just got to think. I think I should get tits, too.
It's a goldfish? There's a little goldfish.
You should get tits.
He died. I put him on a little Viking funeral thing, and I set him on fire with a little Bic lighter.
Did you give him tits?
I didn't give him tits, though. That would have been the choice.
You should have taken his gills off.
He had the bug eyes, though. He did have the bug eyes.
Before he was old enough to make the decision for himself.
It wasn't okay back then. It was the 2000s.
Now I'm just thinking about Garrett, like, if he just had, like, his...
Big tits.
Where he lived. No, it's just a bunch of dead fish that you've experimented on that all have fake tits. So you just have, like, rotting fish.
Like Frankenstein.
Yeah, you have
this little fish with tits.
You're a taxidermist.
Have you seen Tusk?
That only puts tits on animals.
Yeah. It's a very niche skill, but I'm very good at it. For a long time, I've practiced and practiced.
Put them in the pile.
Fish tits. Rebel.
Yeah, you just throw them in the...
Rebel Wilson.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You brought this story up. I don't... Rebel Wilson, the comedian, the British comedian.
She's Australian.
Is she Australian?
She used to be heavy when she was in...
I can't tell. They all sound weird.
In Pitch Perfect, but now she's thin. She's thin and tall.
She lost weight like Al Roker.
Yes. Yeah.
It looks weird. Good for her, though. Good for her, but it does look a little weird.
No, she looks pretty good.
That's, you know, like... there's a black singer. She was in... what is that movie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sister Act.
No. No. No, that black Time singer got bigger.
The Wiz.
No, she also lost a lot of weight.
Oh, the Purple People.
That's it.
Color Purple.
Color Purple, yeah. No, that's still, that's the same one you were talking about before.
That's just Oprah. Do you mean the original?
Not Oprah. It's Whoopi. You're talking about Whoopi there.
Well...
What's
Anyways,
the
okay,
Are
what's the story?
About?
What is Rebel Wilson? What is happening with her? She's made a memoir.
She's writing a memoir.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
Yes.
I think she played her. She played her in a movie.
I think
it?
she looks cute.
Oh, she looks
good,
yeah.
Oh, Adele? You talking about Adele?
Is that Adele right there?
That's not Adele.
That's not.
It's not Adele, but she could play Adele.
Oh, she could.
Look at the
I mean,
the
Adele
shoulder
could
width.
Also play Adele.
The wingspan.
Get them shoulders.
So basically, she's writing this memoir. And she said, oh, there's this asshole I mentioned in my book, and this asshole is trying to get my book shut down. And then she came forward and said it was Sacha Baron Cohen.
What?
Because allegedly...
No way, that makes sense.
He said on a set of a movie that she should take all her clothes off. It would be so funny if she got naked. And then he was like, put your finger in my butt. It would be so funny.
What movie was this?
What's going... Like, why can't people just make art without...
Sasha got fingered?
He's trying.
No one can make art anymore without having to do something with the butthole.
It always goes back...
Oh, I guess they've never been able to.
I think that's
Since the foundation of Hollywood, they were like...
It's built on butts.
Yeah. We built this town.
On holes.
We built this town
Ever since
on the innocent butthole.
That's what Dan Snyder's trying to say. You know? He's just making great kids content and, you know, allegedly touching people in the buttholes. Like Sasha.
But even back to the days of, like, the Warner Brothers when they first came out, they were like, why don't you show me your butthole and get in the pictures? And then right. A lot did.
Yeah.
And they did it.
Some did. I mean, Marilyn Monroe did good, but I mean, not everybody got to be Marilyn Monroe. Some just got their butthole fingered.
Wait, are you saying that Marilyn Monroe didn't? Because I thought she did.
No, I'm sure she. Hey, I think she did.
The one
tragically many times.
The one person that was like, "You will not touch my butthole," is the Black Dolly. They're like, "All right."
Oh, and then
they just cut her up and put her in a field.
And they're like, "Yeah, that's where they're gonna find you in six different places."
On each county.
Turns out it was Sacha Baron Cohen.
You're gonna be a star, kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know they never found who killed her or her butthole?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fucking mystery, dude. They're never gonna find it out. All the people that ever had anything to do with it, completely dead.
Or her butthole.
It was, that's true. Butthole. You can't arrest. You can't really arrest anybody now.
No butthole,
I mean, it really
no
is a
crime.
Cold case.
There's no butthole. What year was it in? Yeah. Was Warren Beatty alive then?
I think he was like a child.
I don't think Warren Beatty was alive.
Yeah, this
maybe
was in the
40s,
I think.
Yeah. I think it was even earlier than that. I think it was the 30s.
I don't know why I want to throw
I'm
going to
guess
Warren
you know what it is. I'm going to. Angela knows what it is.
But yeah, I can't. Because he was in Bonnie and Clyde or Bugsy.
Yeah,
like, it's got to be Warren Beatty.
Yeah, it's got to be. Remember when he was in that
was
movie
wrong, was right.
With where he was the politician and he was like rapping?
Bullworth.
Bullworth. With Halle Berry. Yeah,
I don't know that movie.
It's very racist if you go back and watch it. Kind of hard to watch.
Really?
It really upset a lot of people. Yeah, he says a lot of bad things about chicken and drinking 40s. And I don't know. It didn't connect the way that I think the writer thought it would.
All I remember is him like dancing with a 40.
Mm.
Yeah, he dances
like,
with a 40.
Gotta
he's
get,
got like
I gotta
the
get
gangs.
With the street toughs.
This had Halle Berry in it?
Yeah.
What year
Halle
was
Berry's
this?
In it?
It's like the 90s?
It was 99, I think, 98. And he's like, basically, he's a politician who says, he snaps and says all this racist stuff.
You mean like
and
a politician?
And then Halle Berry protects him by dressing him like a member of Cypress Hill and sneaking him around the hood.
I have to watch.
Oh, God.
Film.
They're like, just
you,
let
you
him
do,
have it. He
do.
Did Dick film. Tracy with all the weird foreheads yes. And the Madonnas.
Hide you. This is like a. Fuck, I'm so bad at this right now. Like Malibu's Most Wanted.
It kind of, except Malibu's Most Wanted was very aware of itself. And see
I've
how
I've seen this poster.
Like
yes,
I've seen this poster for sure. Yes.
That's
yeah,
Warren
it's
Beatty.
Like it didn't. People liked it when it came out. It was like, it was actually a critical success. And then a couple years later, people
dude,
were like, this
it's like dude, My Fair Lady. But
it was,
but, you know.
That's like how we got hypnotized why we thought it was okay to call Puff Daddy a daddy. It was like the same thing, and then we snapped out of it. It just took us a lot longer with the Puff Daddy.
That's true. We thought it was thuggish to be like, bad boy for life. And you're like, yeah, bad boy. Bad boy.
You're so bad and naughty.
Bad. What are the lyrics to that? Bad boy. What are these underage kids?
And I'll film you.
Yeah. Call me daddy.
What makes you so bad? Ooh.
Ooh, all of like, the pedophilia.
Wow, I'm surprised. This is weird.
Yeah, I like it when they call you Big Papa. All that stuff. We shouldn't have been.
I've never felt right with the call me daddy kind of pillow talk. It's just strange.
No.
It's not right.
Unless you're uncouth. With your father.
Well, it's just.
What?
Let's not mention it then in that case.
Personal thing.
No, I'm kidding. I don't have one.
I don't have.
If you're with somebody else's dad, though, they could be like, QB, call me daddy.
Dude.
My son.
You should find this clip of, this is one of my favorite things, is it was on the show, Tammy Faye wrote it, or Tina Fey.
That's a huge Kimmy Schmidt. Oh, Kimmy Schmidt, yeah.
There's a thing where there's a play called Daddy's Boy. And he's like, I'm daddy's boy. He's daddy's boy. It's the funniest.
I think I got it.
Oh, play it if you can. I like how you can pull stuff up. It's so good.
Hold on.
We got to run. Daddy's boy. I'm just a silly
little daddy's boy. This is like recorded inside of it. He's got a daddy that he brings such joy. Daddy's tall and sweet, like a candy cane. And when we walk down the street, we refuse to explain how a daddy's boy and a daddy's boy's daddy and a daddy's boy's daddy's daddy could not love each other so. And that's how they.
They're on a yacht.
Wait, what was that?
You gotta see.
What was that last part?
You gotta see the end.
Was that like a televangelist?
That was that's how Daddy's Boy.
The guy who's explaining like the history of it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, like Daddy's Boy ends, a classic movie?
It's on as the crew refused to continue working on the production.
I'm the Daddy's Boy's Daddy's Boy.
Tina Fey has a thing about that. Then, oh, she's not in Arrested Development, but I was like, because they do the mother boy.
Oh yeah,
too, where it's like that.
Yeah,
weird. Hey, Austin, thanks for being the host of this show.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Dave.
No, you know what? I appreciate I got to do it. I miss Dave tremendously, but
oh, me too.
This seat is feeling kind of nice after I got rid of all the pillows.
There's a lot of pillows there.
That's what.
Hopefully, my neck sustains.
How is your neck, man?
Actually, not good. I got to the doctor.
You have been pretty still, you know? You got to get that rubbed out, you know? Get a daddy. Rub your neck.
I'm going to find a daddy. I'm going to find two daddies and pay for extra oil.
Yeah, there you go. Rub it up like use he the would mint. Say.
You could probably get that done at White Castle. They'll just use the grease.
Or in the park.
I can go to a few White Castles near here. I don't want to brag, but I could.
And then go.
I don't want to brag about diarrhea.
I like to use the grease as massage oil.
Could you just give me a nice, just and a bucket back there, the lard. Yeah, the lard.
Can I promote stuff?
Yeah. Where can people see you?
I want to promote some things after you.
You promote first then.
I just want to say you can go to austinanderson.net and recently just made a show pilot for... it's kind of like Office-esque and it's about two brothers.
It's fantastic.
That are planning a church. Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Oh, thank you.
It's great, dude.
Thanks. Yeah, we've got a lot of good feedback on it. So,
wait, where can we walk? Where?
Go to austinanderson.net.
Go do it. Dave, where can people see you?
This weekend, I will be in Morris Plains, New Jersey at TIFFS. So if you want to swing by and mace me, that's where I'll be because that happened.
That happened to you?
I'm not pregnant. No,
oh, okay. Yeah, I was talking to like Chrissy. I was like, damn, you too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same place. And then I was just letting them know.
Just giving them the target.
I'll be there wearing goggles, taking pictures after. And then, but yeah, that's a horrible thing to do to a pregnant woman, yeah, just so you know. And the day after, I'll be Easter Sunday, Zany's in Nashville. So come on out. I didn't know it was Easter when I took the gig. So let's try to fill the room, guys. Come on, Tennessee.
Yeah,
after
you're here.
Come out.
Yeah.
Daddy needs a new car.
You look I'm under so your seat. Sad. Find eggs.
We need to pay for his tit job. Mm-hmm. His postmortem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Betty Davis tits.
What are they rolling you in on? Like, I like how maybe you're surrounded by like deli meats too.
Oh, like hanging up, like the nice slab
to eat.
Yeah, and like or like just like one of those boards, you know, yeah, the like charcuterie garnish board,
mm, a little garnish on each side.
Yeah,
and cheeses.
That'd be nice.
And it'll be like Betty Davis quotes playing while like to try the meats. Be like, yeah, go ahead, make a turkey. Make a turkey sandwich, and if you're looking for respect, show business isn't the game for you. Stuff like that.
Yeah. That's going to be a beautiful event. I can't wait. Hey,
I'm
you
not,
can find me
at
my personal channel and my Twitter feed, which is hopping right now. That's it. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Do we have anything else we got to hit before we go?
No.
No? All right. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, write how you want your funerals planned.
Oh, yeah. In the comments right
now.
Do it.
Do that.
Oh, yeah. That would be sweet.
How do you want your funerals?
Yeah, we want to read the best ones.
We'll read the best ones tomorrow.
We'll read them tomorrow.
Because the end is coming.